The Secret Letter, written by Debbie Ricks and read by Jacqueline King.
In war, resolution. In defeat, defiance. In victory, magnanimity. In peace, goodwill. Winston Churchill. Prologue. Chiswick, London, December 2018. The letter landed on the mat just as Imogen walked into the narrow hall from the kitchen. She usually ignored the uninteresting brown envelopes that slipped through the letterbox. They lay undisturbed for days in an untidy pile until she was forced to gather them up simply to open the door. But even at a distance, this handwritten envelope was intriguing. In spite of her arthritis, she bent down slowly and retrieved it, along with the pile of bills, and carried them through to the conservatory at the back of the house. Winter sun streamed in as she sat down in her favourite wicker armchair. She laid the unwanted mail on the kalem-covered footstool in front of her and examined the handwritten envelope, noting the German postmark, and slid her long, elegant finger under the flap. Dear Imogen, I hope you will forgive this intrusion, for we have never met, but please let me introduce myself. I knew your husband when I was a young woman living in a small village in Germany. We lost touch after the war, but it was with great sadness that I heard of his death, only recently from a mutual friend. I understand he died nearly 2 years ago, and had I known, I would have made the journey to England to meet you then and offer my condolences in person. You will be wondering how we met, he and I. Let me explain. He lived with me and my family for a few brief but significant days in the last months of the war in 1945. He was one of the bravest men I have ever met, and certainly the most noble. Your husband showed great courage and performed an act of huge kindness in our village, and I have long wondered how to thank him for it. I have decided to arrange a ceremony of thanksgiving and reconciliation next spring to commemorate what happened. As your husband cannot be there, will you come to Germany in his place? This was a dark time in our history, and I will explain more in due course. You would be welcome to stay with me. I live on a farm outside the village, and we would be delighted to welcome you. I look forward to hearing from you. Yours, Magda. Imogen removed her reading glasses and gazed out at the wintry garden. Frost still covered the lawn, and a robin perched on the edge of her bird feeder, clinging to the wire structure with its tiny claws. She stood up and walked over to the French windows to get a better look, but the robin, ever alert, flew away. Magda, she muttered under her breath. She caught a glimpse of herself in the glass, still tall and erect in spite of her arthritis, her hair unnaturally dark for a woman of her age, streaked with broad swathes of silver. Magda. The name seemed familiar and yet had been lost to her somehow over the years. She lifted the lid of the pine chest that stood near the French windows. Brought from her father's house after he died more than 30 years ago, it had lain relatively undisturbed since that time. She had been preoccupied then, in her early 60s, still working full-time as an architect, helping her young adult children, and had neither the time nor interest to investigate its contents. She knew it contained mementos of her family's past, photograph albums and so on, but now she wondered if it might also contain some clue as to the identity of Magda. She opened a small, dark red leather box and found her father's medals from the First War. In a small cardboard box was the King George medal her grandmother had been sent, with a letter informing her that her other son, Bertie, her father's brother, had been killed.